yes, it's a big year for me, surely. I mean, and you know, it's one I'm looking forward to, and one basically I'm going to relish, because you know, it's an honour and privilege for me. You know, basically coming in as Ulster president, that means, you know, and probably the second only Galway person to be Ulster president. So you know, it's a great honour for me.
An historic one as well, the first non-Ulster man to be appointed to the position.
Yes, Oisín, you know, I'm in history as well. I mean, you know, basically I'm the first non-Ulster person to be Ulster president, that mean, and you know, and I think that he makes it special, you know, that I mean the nine counties of Ulster have seen it, you know, to put me in unopposed, and you know, a great credit to the nine counties of Ulster, and you know, I'm in gratitude to them, you know, for the support and basically for giving me the position, that mean, you know, I held the vice president for the last 3 years and have been around Ulster for many years, Ulster president, basically a delegate for a number of years, Oisín, that mean, so I've been involved with Ulster for maybe the last 10 years or so, and I mean, so it's a great honour for me, surely, to be the president of Ulster Council.
A 3-year term now in the top job in Ulster Ladies football. What are your goals now for the next number of years as you take up the position, Michael?
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, it's working and promoting ladies football. You know, as we all know, it's one of the fastest growing sports in the country at that moment. And basically, I mean, I want to hopefully, this, you know, see us get more involved and look at the integration side of it, and basically get more involved with the men, because we're all the one family at the end of the day, and we're all fighting for the one square and for the one pitch. And as everybody knows, the ladies association, we don't really have our own pitches, our own ground, and we're dependent on the men's association a lot of the time for our grounds and our pitches. And you know, to work with that, I mean, and the men have been very good to us all down through the years. And I think Ulster is probably one of the provinces that's more ahead than any other province in relation to integration of that, and that's great credit to the people that are involved in Ulster for the last number of years on both sides, on the men's and ladies. So that'd be a side that basically we'd be looking at, basically promoting our games together and working together as one GAA family.